Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Happy April, everybody. I hope you are excited. This is my first episode having to do with Christianity. Well, sort of. It also has to do with Judaism a little bit and astrology. So get ready. This is going to be very fun. We're talking about Passover. And did you know that most Jewish and Christian holidays, maybe some of the other religions too, but these are the ones that I'm most familiar with, are based around astrology? Isn't that the coolest? So those of you who think astrology is no bueno or new age or from the devil or something like that, it is actually everything to do with our religious holidays, which is pretty cool. So timing-wise, Easter is always the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring. And at the time of, you know, Christ, that around that time period, most people had a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar that we now have. The Jewish calendar is also a lunar calendar, and Passover is always on, I think, the 14th, 15th of the Jewish month of Aries or Nisan, which is also a full moon in the spring. Therefore, the two holidays often overlap. Easter is fixed to the full moon, spring, and a Sunday, and the Jewish calendar is fixed to Passover. Because lunar months are shorter than the ones calculated by the sun, they're only 28 days. The Jewish calendar adds an extra month before Passover seven times in a 19-year cycle. So that's like has to do with a leap year. Passover, if you don't already know, is a Jewish holiday that now Christians sometimes celebrate. I grew up Methodist, so I celebrated it. I don't know which area, which churches in Christianity don't, which do, I'm not sure. I grew up Methodist and we did honor Passover. But Passover is originally a Jewish holiday celebrating the Israelites' freedom from slavery in Egypt. And I'm going to resource y'all with the links that I got all of this. I knew the basics of it, but I did some deep diving for you to make sure that I was correct in my times and meanings and the rituals and all that kind of stuff. I will put those in the show notes below for reference. So in the Torah, God commands the people of Israel to have a feast, a Passover Seder, as a ritual. There are several feasts throughout the year, but Passover is the earliest and the most prominent in Jewish history. The name Passover comes directly from Exodus 12:13, when it says, "And when I see the blood upon your houses, I will pass over you and not destroy you with the plague." They apparently would give their firstborn would die if they didn't sacrifice a lamb, a baby lamb, and put the blood of the lamb over their house. At first, each individual family was required to sacrifice a Passover lamb in their house privately. But once Solomon's temple was built and the Israelites settled in their own land, the practice of sacrificing a lamb privately changed into a public event at the temple where the priest presided over the ceremony and did it. The book of Acts shows how Jewish believers in Jesus continued to observe Passover in the years following the ascension, but with conviction that there was another meaning hidden in the feast. As Apostle Paul writes, "Christ is our Passover lamb who has been sacrificed." So that's why some Christians still practice or, you know, honor and have a ritual, maybe communion or something like that around Passover, even though they don't have to sacrifice a lamb anymore because Jesus is, quote unquote, the Lamb of God in their eyes. So a little bit into just the Jewish ritual and meaning and all of that. God told Moses to command the Jews to take every one of them a lamb for each parental home, a lamb for a household, from Exodus 12:3. They were required to slaughter the lamb, smear its blood on two doorposts as well as on the lintel. Only then would God pass over the homes of the Hebrews whose firstborn lives God would save. Obviously, God didn't need a painted sign to determine whether a home was occupied by an Israelite. This was meant as a test for them. The lamb was a major god of Egypt. To be saved, one had to demonstrate in a public manner the rejection of this Egyptian idol. So it was all about them being enslaved in Egypt and now finding their freedom. And stay with me a little bit. I know I'm getting into the history of this. I'm not going to read too much more. And then I'm going to go into the astrology because it's fascinating. So this was meant as a test. The lamb was a major god of Egypt. To be saved, one had to demonstrate in a public manner the rejection of the Egyptian idol. One, only those who had the courage to do so deserved to be redeemed. It's interesting that Egyptians chose a lamb as a major god to be worshipped. They were a very warlike nation, and a lamb seems like a docile and peaceful animal. There's a Jewish scholar, I'm going to mess up his name, Nachmanides, bear with me, provides a brilliant answer. The very first sign of the zodiac is Aries, the ram or the lamb. Being first, it is the key to all the signs which follow. It is the source of strength for the other 11 signs of the zodiac. And that is why the ancient Hebrews had to slaughter the Paschal lamb. It was the most powerful way to express their rejection of a system of thought that placed human action under the power of celestial planets, a belief that runs counter to the idea of human free will that's so fundamental to the theology of Judaism. So Passover marks a special time for us to see where we are no longer enslaved to anything. We are free to create our reality and to design our lives. In order to do so, we must intentionally break free from addictions, from habits and personality traits of our old selves that no longer serve us, and break free from victim mentality. What's really interesting is that the eclipse brought up, and right before the eclipse, between the lunar eclipse on March 25th and the solar eclipse on April 8th, holy goodness, I don't know if anybody went through a rough patch. I reverted back to my 29-year-old self as far as fear and reactivity and selfishness and just not being grounded and not acting spiritual whatsoever, which freaking sucked, but also I think helped me to see how far I've come. It's like I rewinded 11 years and was like, wow, okay. You actually are you're a completely different person than you were. I'm a completely different person than I was 6 months ago, much less 11 years ago. And that was a blessing to see that, even though it created some external chaos and turmoil. So this is a time to break free from our old self and take control over creating our new self and our new life and our next 12 months. It is also a time to stand up to anyone that we feel has authority over us. And I think that this specific Passover in 2024 and increasingly each year for the next several years is a great time for people to stand up and claim their freedoms. You'll be seeing this in so many ways with our 2024 election here in the US and movements like Empower Movement. I highly recommend you guys watching the YouTube about this Empower Movement. It's a great way to stand up against authority that you feel like is not having our best interest. It's freaking nuts. I don't know why I haven't heard of it before a couple months ago when I first heard of it. We have extra potent power right now to stand in our individual power and for doing what is best for our highest selves, for our children, for future generations, and for Mother Earth. In addition, 12 days of Aries, which started this year on April 8th and will continue through April 21st, is a really great time to clean yourself of your ego. Then come Passover, you're fully clean to start fresh. I'll include details on each day below in the show notes so you can check it out. Even though we're already in the middle of this, we're beyond April 8th, you can definitely take some time to go back and review each day and make a plan over the next week or so to clean up that aspect of yourself before Passover hits. That is what I have for you. Happy Passover. Happy 12 days of Aries. Happy post-eclipse. Happy awakening. DM me if you like this episode and if you have any questions.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.